Hey everyone. I have to say, I'm genuinely excited about what Hyundai Motor just pulled off. Their recent pilot program really shows how blockchain-based stablecoins can completely modernize corporate treasury management. We're talking about a much faster, cheaper, and transparent way to handle cross-border payments compared to the old banking system.
It's a compelling shift for sure. And honestly, it's about time. The core issue is that our legacy financial infrastructure is just struggling to keep up. We're still dealing with multi-day settlement times, hefty intermediary fees, and pretty opaque processes. For multinational operations, that's just inefficient.
Exactly. By leaning into digital assets, companies can actually streamline their internal capital flows. You get better liquidity, precise audit trails, and you don't have to sacrifice financial stability in the process. It's a win-win.
Let's look at how they actually tested this. The pilot involved a straightforward $20,000 transfer between Hyundai's U.S. and Mexican subsidiaries. And instead of routing it through traditional wires, they used Tether's USDT stablecoin on the Avalanche blockchain.
And the speed difference is just incredible. The whole transaction settled in about 7 minutes. Compare that to the 2 or 3 business days you'd normally wait for a conventional international wire, and you can see why treasury teams are paying attention.
What's really interesting is how it worked behind the scenes. The process completely bypassed correspondent banks. U.S. dollars were converted to USDT, sent across the Avalanche network, and then converted back to Mexican pesos on the other end.
Right, and Avalanche was a smart pick for this. They brought enterprise-grade infrastructure to the table. Think sub-second finality, high transaction throughput, and minimal fees. Plus, it's fully compatible with existing accounting and compliance frameworks, which is huge for corporate adoption.
And then there's the stability factor. Because USDT is pegged one-to-one to the U.S. dollar, the transfer completely eliminated the price volatility that usually makes corporations hesitant to touch cryptocurrencies. It's a practical, risk-aware approach.
I love that balance of innovation and prudence. So, what are the bigger lessons here?
Well, the critical takeaways are really threefold. First, stablecoins effectively solve the traditional corporate treasury trilemma. You get blockchain speed and transparency, but you keep that fiat-like price stability.
Which means you're looking at near-instant intercompany settlements, less reliance on costly bridge financing, and so much simpler financial reconciliation thanks to those immutable, time-stamped ledger records. It's a game-changer for operational efficiency.
Second, this pilot really validates blockchain for mainstream enterprise use. When a legacy manufacturer like Hyundai successfully tests a digital treasury solution, it's a strong signal for broader adoption across supply chains, retail, and manufacturing.
Absolutely. Those sectors rely heavily on complex cross-border settlements, so this could ripple through the entire industry. But as exciting as it is, there's a third piece to the puzzle. The technology is proven, but widespread corporate integration really hinges on regulatory clarity.
That's the serious part. Financial institutions and treasury teams need definitive guidelines on compliance, tax reporting, and risk management. Until we have that framework solidified, a full transition from legacy systems will remain cautious.
It's a fascinating crossroads we're at. Ultimately, Hyundai's experiment confirms that the future of global corporate finance is moving toward programmable, real-time digital networks. Now, the real question is how quickly traditional finance can adapt to make this the new standard. I'm rooting for a fast transition,